This is BlackAmericaWeb.com News.
Major breaking news this morning. Republicans, they will be in charge of the United States Senate, and the Republicans did it in a big way.
Powered by News One.
Good morning. It is Wednesday, November 5th, 2014. Today, Tyler Porter is a teenager, much to his mother's surprise, and she was there. As you heard, a sweeping victory for Republicans yesterday in the midterm elections, and looking at the balance of power that has now shifted in the United States Senate, giving the Republicans the majority at 52 seats right now, 45 for the Democrats. In the House, 435 seats up for re-election yesterday, or up for election, in some cases re-election. And now the Republicans have a lead of 242 to the Democrats, 174. In other national news, the voters in Oregon and Washington, D.C. have voted to approve sweeping pro-marijuana legislation. And in Oregon, the law legalizes personal possession, manufacture, and sale of marijuana for people 25 years of age or older. In Washington, D.C., a proposal scaled back compared to the Oregon proposal allows for a person over 21 to possess up to 2 ounces of marijuana for personal use, grow up to 6 cannabis plants in their home, and it also allows people to transfer up to 1 ounce of marijuana to another person but not sell it.
You know,
just hold on to this.
You can do what?
That's a lot of information
for a weed smoker. That's too much information for a weed smoker.
Somebody can do what?
So call me when things clear up for you. Okay.
All right. I will.
There is some good news for people who punched a winning ticket last night. The Mega Millions numbers for Tuesday, November 4th, there was one winner of a $321 million jackpot. That ticket was sold in Middletown, New York. 5 ticket holders in the multi-state lottery matched 5 numbers, winning $1 million each. Those tickets were purchased in New York, California, New Jersey, and 2 in Texas. And I'm still here. Sorry, but not sorry. That is Chris Brown. He's reflecting on his Instagram beef with Adrian Bayon and also with Tamar Braxton. They were talking about his relationship with his girlfriend, Karrueche, and so now he has updated his original tirade in a new post explaining what really set him off, and it was pretty ridiculous.
Yes.
Get well wishes to Brittany Griner. The WNBA star was attacked while in China by a man who either has some mental difficulties or was very drunk, but he followed the players onto a bus and he stabbed Griner in a small cut, and another woman was stabbed. One of Griner's teammates was also stabbed, but they arrested the man. Those are your headlines. I'm Sybil Wilkes.